Boker Tov, good morning. We begin a brand new parak, so it's nice to start at the beginning of a fresh, brand new parak on Monday morning. And we are on Daf Lamed Omud Beis, the beginning of the fifth parak, Ein Omdin. These blot are very, very long, as always, and in brachos, so we'll be moving at a quick pace, but Mirtz Hashem will get through everything by the end of the day. We begin the Mishnah, Lamed Omud Beis. Ein Omdim L'Spala. One doesn't stand up to Davin. Again, the Shmoneh Esrei is always said by Amida. Others bring down over here. It uses the Lashon of Ein Chayav. Instead of Ein Chayav, it says Ein Omdim over here to tell you that you have to prepare yourself for Davening. So it tells you, you have to, as we'll see, the Hasidim Rishonim would spend time thinking about the Davening before they would Daven. So Ein Omdim L'Spala, you shouldn't get up to Davin. El Mitoch Kovid Rosh. Person should daven with some seriousness. Rashi says, "Hachno." He should make himself subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some even say, you daven with your head bent down a little bit to show your subservience to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Others say that this implies that you should cover your face. That's why people have the custom of, for Shmoneh Esrei, many have customs for other parts of davening as well, that they cover their face with a talus. In any event, one should daven with a certain level of seriousness. Kovid Rosh is the opposite of Kalus Rosh. A person should daven with a serious attitude as opposed to a very lightheaded attitude. Doesn't mean he's supposed to be crying and in a horrible mood, depressed when you daven, but a person should realize, hey, this is serious stuff. I'm talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chassidim Rishonim, are you showing Shoa Achas Umispalim? The Chassidim Rishonim, the righteous individuals, would go and before they would daven, they would contemplate their davening for an hour before the davening. Some suggest that that's when they listen to the, try to figure out what the davening means, because during the davening, sometimes you're just trying to get through the davening. So they would concentrate on what the perish of the meal was, they would understand the seriousness of their davening, who they're davening to, and they would do this for an hour before, in Shoa Achas. Lav Davka to Shoa Achas means literally an hour, although they probably did it for a significant amount of time. Today, the Magen Avraham brings down in Shulchan Aruch that the amount of time it takes to go to Psochim, which is about the distance from the door, which we said a person shouldn't daven right by the door, it's about 8 amos. So again, should at least before you daven, you shouldn't rush in and start davening. A person should take their time to daven a little bit. Again, by Shachris, it's not such a big deal. It's usually you're putting on your tefillin, you have the time to think a little bit. But by Mincha, people are rushing in. Sometimes they rush in, the shul just starts Shmoneh Esrei. They're a little bit late, and they just go straight into the Shmoneh Esrei. So that's really not proper. That's why Ashrei was set up before. And Ashrei is that you go into davening with words of Torah and contemplate a little bit before you go straight stay to Shmoneh Esrei. And this is Kadei Sheyichavnu Libam Liavim Sheshemayim, that you should concentrate and daven towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Some have the Girsa Lemakom Liavim Sheshemayim. Instead, they have the Girsa over here. And the Mishnah is Lamakom, and that we realize that we're davening to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And it says, Afilu Melech Shoel B'Shlomo, even if a king asks your, you know, Shalom Aleichem, and you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, Lo Yashiveni, you're not allowed to respond to him. Obviously, it's not talking about Pikuach Nefashos. Gemara will give us a very nice story where a friendly king once stopped somebody and said, how dare you not interrupt and say hello to me, I could kill you. And he gives him a very nice answer. You have to wait until we get to a couple of days from now, the story in the Gemara. And even if a non-poisonous snake, a non-life-threatening snake is wrapped around you, so then you shouldn't stop. Okay, that's a simple understanding of our Mishnah. Now we go and ask the first question, how do we know that they used to spend a certain amount of time contemplating the davening before they would go and daven? Because the apostle says, Dimoras nefesh. How we know that you should daven with a serious approach. So it says by Chana, v'hi maras nefesh. She was a person, we translate maras nefesh as bitter. It means that she had a lot on her shoulders. She was not able to have children, and that weighed heavily upon her. So it says that she davened when she was maras nefesh. In other words, she davened with seriousness. She knows, I'm davening here to have a child. So she davened very seriously. So it says, how do we know that this means for all Klai Yisrael? Mimai, maybe Dilmachana, the Havest Marie will leave a tuva. She was in such a serious condition because she was in such a serious condition. But everybody else, no, we're not such a serious condition. Baruch Hashem, we're not terribly, in need of something. So maybe we don't have to daven in such a serious COVID Rosh type of an approach. And then Mepharshim bring down because it says Behi Mores Nefesh as opposed to everybody else. Where it says, okay, you're right. Maybe that's not the best raya. We'll learn it out from David HaMelech. Ela Amar Rav Yossi. From David HaMelech and Tillim, he says, "Vani berav chastecha avo beisecha ishtach velechal kodshcha biyira secha." When I approach you, I go to David, I'll do it with great yira. So Moses says again, maybe David HaMelech is different. Remind, Dilma David Shiny. Maybe David again is unique. And again, the Mepharshim bring down, it says, Vani b'rov chasdecha, I, as opposed to everybody else. Why would David be unique? David mitzah, nafshi b'rach mituva. David was always davening out of great kovod rosh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He felt he had done certain things wrong, and he took upon himself a very serious approach towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He did a lot of suffering, he did a lot of personal fasting, a lot of additional things that maybe are above and beyond what is the minimal requirement for everybody else. So you can't bring me a ride from Chana, you can't bring me a ride from David. The Gemara says, you're right. El Rav Yishuv Levi Mihocha. Hishtachu Hashem Bahadras Kodesh. Don't translate Bahadras Kodesh as great splendor. El Tikri Bahadras El Bechardas. You should do it with great trembling. So it's a play on the word Hadras, Bechardas. The Gemara says, who says? Mimai. Maybe it means over here that you should dress with splendor for davening, which is halachically correct. Mimai Dilma Liolam Ema Lo Hadras Mamish. That means you should get dressed up for davening. Kyodra of Yehuda, Hav Mitzayin Navshe, Vahod Matzle. Rashi explains over here, Mitzayin Navshe is Mekashet Asmo Bugodav. He would wear nice clothing to daven. And this is the halacha. If a person is running from work and he can't change, okay, maybe. But if you have a choice and you can wear nicer clothing for davening, so again, you should dress up before the king. You should have seriousness over here, but maybe that's not how we learn it out. Maybe this pasuk is telling us to dress nicely for davening. And maybe you don't have to be so serious. The Gemara says, nope, you need to be serious. If du es Hashem b'yira, v'gilu b'irada. You should serve Hashem b'yira, and then v'gilu b'irada. You should do gila b'irada. What does that mean? My v'gilu b'irada. So I'm about to ask our rabbis, the girsha that we have on the side, it says the girsha should really be Rav, b'makom, gila, in the place where you do gila, sham teheru adar. Rashi explains over here that the makom that you do gila over here is the place where you're going to daven. There you should have re'adar. The gila is singing the praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So where you're going to do gila, you have to have re'adar. Abai Havi Asvi Kamei, a Tosus found on the top of Lamed Aleph on the Bay says, the Pashup shot of the Mikri brings that from the Yushami, is it Hashem b'yira, b'yira, that's tvila. And Dikri Avoda, because that's something that's referred to as the Avoda, which is the Davini. And it says over there, you have to do this Biru Oda. Okay. Abai Havi Yosef Kamei de Rabba. Abai was sitting in front of Rabba one time. Rabba was his Rebbe. The Chazi, the Havoc called Badach Tuva. And Rabba saw that Abai was a little bit too lighthearted. So he told him, Omar, Vigil Biroda Ksiv. No, you have to tone it down a bit. You're in too good a mood. So the Gemara says, I'm like, no, don't worry, Rebbe. Ana tefillin manchosa, manachna. I'm wearing my tefillin. And don't worry, the tefillin will keep me in check. So I have to be in a good mood, but don't worry, I'll be serious because I'm wearing my tefillin. That's a simple and easy way to understand this. It's a beautiful way to understand this. It says, no, he had had a stomach ailment the previous days and had been potter and unable to put on his tefillin. Because if you have a stomach ailment and you have diarrhea and you can't keep your body clean, you're not allowed to wear tefillin. So therefore, he was so happy then now we can put on tefillin again. That's why he was beaming. That's why he was so happy. He said, no, Rebbe, it's the gila, so simcha, so mitzvah. This is a mitzvah simcha, and that's allowed for davening. Kovod Rosh means to be serious. But if you're serious and happy about mitzvahs, that's also called Kovod Rosh. It's when you watch the, I really date myself, the Johnny Carson show, and you're watching a television show, and then you go daven, and then you're in a great mood because you just heard a lot of jokes. So that's not proper preparation for the davening. But if a person is as thrilled, I can't put on tefillin for a couple of days, and now I put on tefillin, so then that's a simcha shel mitzvah, that's allowed. Similarly, Rav Yirmiyah, Havi Yasef Kamei de Rav Zeira. Rav Yirmiyah was sitting in front of Rav Zeira, his Rebbe. Ichazi, davu ko badach tuva. And Rav Zeira saw that Rav Yirmiyah was a little bit too happy also. Now I point out over here, I pointed out many times, Rav Yirmiyah throughout Shas is known for making comments that are right on the border of this is an appropriate question, not appropriate question. He always asks, like the chicken. It's 50 amma. It's considered no longer in your chicken coop and it's chicken waltz. He said, what happens if 1 foot's above the 50-yard line and 1 foot's below the 50-yard line? So he was known throughout Shas asking these questions. So the Farsha bring down, why did he ask these questions? Because his Rebbe, Rav Zeira, took it to the other end. His Rebbe was so serious. So he tried to make things light a little bit at times. This is what he got thrown out of the base medrash in Bava Basra, but he returned to the base medrash. Rav Yirmiyah is a great, great, great God of the Torah. But throughout Shas, he's trying to make his Rebbe, Rav Zeira, a little bit lighter. So here's another example of this. So he must have made some sort of joke. His Rebbe said, hey, serious, serious, serious. So Zeir is the epitome of seriousness. So Amalei, he says, "Behold, Eid Sev Yemosa." By being serious, by being sad, you'll accomplish more. That's the great reward for taking life seriously. So that's what it says. Sev. So Amalei, so he said, "Don't worry, Anah Tefillin Minachno Minachno. I just put on my tefillin, so don't worry. Either the tefillin will keep me in check, or my stomach. He also had a stomach ailment, and I was able to wear tefillin. He was so happy." Marbrei the Ravina, Avad Hilula Lebrei. Marbrei, Mar, who's the son of Ravina, made a wedding. When you say Hilula, it always means a wedding. Mishta means a wedding. So Baruch Hashem Mazatov, he married off his son, and he saw, however, that the boys were a little bit too happy. Right? This is a big problem. Shech the Shlita and others have said that it's a really, really, really big problem when the boys are tipsy at the weddings. Hey, it's so inappropriate. They're Tamidei Chachamim, they're young Tzurvim, they're Rabbanim, and just totally, totally, totally incorrect. Anyway, he saw Chazinu Rabbanim, the Havu Kabat Chay Tuva. They were joking around too much. So what did he do? Isa Kasa Demukri. He took a very, very precious cup. Rashi says over here, Koshel Zuchuchis Levana, certain type of white gold. It's the Gemara elsewhere explains it a little bit differently, that maybe some other type of cup. Others had the gears of the Minkira, that it was a certain type of, again, like a very, very finely designed type of a glass. In other words, it's an expensive item. Bas Arba Meyazuzi, it was worth $400. It was 400 zuz, a lot of money. And the Tava, and he broke it, Kamayu, in front of them. Vatsiva, and everybody got sad. It put the a little fear of God in them a little bit, so they wouldn't be so, lightheaded. So he didn't think it was the right position for them to be so lightheaded. So the wedding is allowed to enjoy yourself, but a little bit too much is a little bit too much. So they asked a lot of questions over here on this. Number one, how could he do this? Baltashkas. So everybody points out, it's not about tashkas if you have a purpose or something. A person is allowed to break a glass, an expensive glass, if he's doing it for a purpose. The stams just break a glass, that would be about tashkas. But here he was doing it for a purpose. The Ben Yada brings down, however, that it looked like it was worth $400. It actually had a crack in it. So it was, it had lost its value. You have a very fancy, I don't know the names of fancy glasses, Steubenware, is that right? So you have a very, very fancy type of a glass. But if it has a crack in it, so then it's worth $10. If it doesn't have a crack, it's worth $1,000. So this looked like it was $1,000 one, but it actually had a crack in it. So Ben Yada says that's why it wasn't a problem about tashkas. But the simple answer is, it's not a problem about tashkas. If you're using something for a purpose, it's not about tashkas. In any event, Tosus brings down over here, Mikan Nogu Lishaber Zchuches Benisuin. This is the source of breaking a cup at the wedding. Others bring down it, Zecha L'Churban. That's the more commonly accepted reason, but maybe it's a combination of both. In any event, that's a very, very beautiful minhag in Klal Yisrael, and this is one of the sources for it, according to Tosos. Similar story, Rav Ashi Avad Hilula Lebrei. Rav Ashi made a wedding for his son, and Chazinu L'Rabbanan, Avu Kobat Chitube. So they were laying two frivolous. Isaac Kasa de Zugisa, he again brought a very fancy, expensive cup, Chivrus, a white glass, and Vitova Kamai broke in front of them, Vayitzuva. They all got sick. The rabbi said to Rabbi Nuna, Zuti, Rabbi Nuna Zuti, the smaller Rabbi Nuna, Mehilula Demar Berei de Ravina, and I was at a wedding of the son of Ravina, this wedding that we were just talking about. So they asked him to sing. No, he had a great voice, right? He was the singer. So Lishvilan Ma, sing us a song. So again, he thought it was a little bit too much frivolity over there. So I'm alo, Vailon de Misnon, Vailon de Misnon. Oh, woe to our death, woe to our death. He like took it down a notch in terms of the dancing and the simcha at the wedding. Why Badavka did he mention death? So he pointed out to everybody that if it hadn't been for the sin of Adam and Chava, there'd be no need over here to have all of this this concept of poor vote, that we went straight maybe to Olam Ha'am, to Olam Ha'ba. If they hadn't sinned, who knows what would have happened? He may not have had the entire generations of all the world. In any event, so he decided to bring up death over here. Sami Lay, so they said to him after that, Anam Ma Nani Besrach, no, where is there to go from here? This is like as serious as it could get. So Amalei said no. I Torah, others have the gears with an aleph instead of hey. I Torah of a high mitzvah, the magnu alon, others have the gears over here, that it's the batli minon. That no, there's even something worse than that, and that's bitl Torah. So there's even a level you could even bring it down further. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, I'm Mishum, Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan is the name of Rabbi Shimon Yochai. We don't go and fill our mouths with laughter in this world. This world isn't the place to fill your mouth with laughter. The world to come, after you've earned all your zechusim, that's the eternal laughter. At that point in the future, then there'll be plenty of time to have the bask in the glory of the Shechina and have absolute enjoyment because you've earned it. That's at what point will that be when the goyim recognize Higdol Hashem Lasos Imela? So that's when it'll be, but not right now. Now's not the time for us to fully rejoice. They said Rish Lakish, when he heard this from his Rebbe, Rebbe Yochanan, Shemiyamav lo mali schok piv, bolam azeh. He didn't fill his mouth with laughter in this world, implying that he only filled it in the world to come. Everybody points out, that's a little bit strange for them to say this over here, and many delete the word bolam azeh over here, and others say amile olam azeh. He didn't fill his mouth with laughter about worldly matters, he only filled his mouth with laughter about mitzvahs and things like that. When he heard this, this applied. When he heard it from his Yochanan, his Rebbe, he was a Talmud Chavah with Rebbe Yochanan. He was a brother-in-law with Rebbe Yochanan. He married Rebbe Yochanan's sister. The famous story of how Rish Lakish went from being a robber, a gladiator, to being the great Rish Lakish. Tanu Rabbanan, Einam Dim L'Ispal, Lo Mitok Dim, Lo Mitok Dvar Halacha. A person shouldn't go and daven, not coming out of a din, because in a din Torah, you're going to be going back and forth in deep halachos, and you're going to shter your davening, because you can do a mill of davening, you think, did I judge right? What about this shach? What about that taz? And you're going to go back and forth, and back and forth, and you're not going to daven well. So don't go and daven, Mitok Dim, out of learning from din Torah. Lo Mitok Dvar Halacha, and not from a complicated halacha, because you're in the mill of davening, you're going to keep on thinking about that halacha. Let me talk halacha psuka. You should go learn a nice, straightforward halacha, and this way you won't disturb your davening because you're thinking about that halacha. Give me examples. We're going to give three examples of halacha psuka. Why gives three? Not sure. Amar Abai, ki yod Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira tells us over here, Benos Yisrael lechmiru l'atzman. The Benos Yisrael, we just learned this Gemara Nida. The dinim that we learned in Nida, very complicated dinim. When you're Tomei Nida, you're Tomei Ziva, you have seven Zayinikim for Ziva, you don't have it for Nida, so when does this all apply? So it has to do with complicated cycles, as we learned just not too long ago. And so Rav Zeira tells us that the women have accepted upon themselves, Sha'afilu rose, Tibas Dam Chachadah, if they see a little bit of blood, even though that may only make them into a nida, Yosheves Aleh Shivazakim. They always treated it as if it was Ziva blood, and therefore they have to count Zayin Nikim. That's a straightforward halacha. There's no necessarily deep, convoluted concepts behind it. The women said, this is a very difficult subject, so it would make life easy. This is the halacha across the board. That's an example of halacha psuka. Fine. The Mefarshim bring down why halacha psuka also, why not say just do some metaphysicals, philosophical ideas. He said no, pikudi Hashem yisharim mesamche lev. Learning a halacha that makes a person happy. Okay, Rav Amar, here's another example. Kihod the Rav Oshaya, the Rav Oshaya. Rav Oshaya said, my mother about to also leave some mot shalach kidei shetei behemto ocheles upturim in a ma'isa. We know the rule is that when your grains see the front of your house, so that's when the chiyuv of trumas and maisos kicks in. What happens if you don't bring it through the front of your house? You bring it through a skylight, you bring it through an alternate way. So technically, you're part of the trumas and maisos. And machlok is whether that applies to a person or not. So here he says, for an animal, everybody agrees that it applies to an animal. You don't have to take trumas and maisos off. You'll have to be there for feed your animal more food. You'll get away with 100% of the food rather than having to take off trumas and maisos. Oh, that's halacha psuka. Nobody argues with that. Therefore, a nice, simple halacha psuka. Bibai, same or third one, Kiyo the Rav Huna, Amar Rav Huna. What did Rav Huna say? Amar Rav Zira, Hamek is dam, the behemah is kachin. If you go and do a bloodletting from the blood of a behemah's dam, of a behemah that's kachin, so that blood is also bana umolimbo. It has an isra na and molimbo. So everybody asks, why you say isra na and molimbo? Because we're talking about kachikalim and kachikadashim. So kachikalim don't have mi'ilah. So therefore, you might have thought that this doesn't have mila, so it says, okay, even if it doesn't have mila, it's still also to get anor from it. So that's why there's double lashon of also banor and moa limpo. Fine. And the word says, Rabbanan Avdi Kimas Nisan, so the rabbis, how did they approach this? They're like our Mishnah, the Kovid Rosh. And Rav Ashi, how did he, so to say, edit the Gemara? How did he come up with it? He says, Ovid Kebiraisa. So he would do it through learning. But also, they point out through Kovid Rosh. So he did both. So therefore, that's their ideal way. So a person should always try to learn something. New, what do we do? So we learn, we say, Ezu Mekom Shel Tzvachim. That's also halacha psukah. There's no machlokis over there. Those are very straightforward halacha. So it came down to us that we say in the Karbanah section of the davening, Ezu Mekom. Amongst many other reasons for saying that, that's one of the major reasons why we say it. So therefore, we start davening, psukah de Zimra. We also spend time before the davening, and we learn, and we give shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we go into the davening with the proper approach, i.e. davening being Shemona Esrei. Tanur Rabbanan, in the Brayse says, Ein Omdin L'Sfal, Lo Mitoch Atzlus, Lo Mitoch Atzlus. Person shouldn't go, a whole bunch of things a person shouldn't do before davening. You shouldn't be excessively sad, Eitzev, and not lazy. Don't come late, right? Atzlus is a terrible midah. Lo Mitoch Shok, and don't inappropriate schok. If it's schok so mitzvah, that's okay, as we said. But if it's just laughter and banal gaiety, that's not good. Lo mitov sicha, and you shouldn't have idle conversations. Again, Rashi says sicha is leitzanus. You shouldn't have silly stuff. Okay? Rosh, not lightheadedness. A person can have a COVID rosh. Yeah, COVID rosh, Kalis rosh are the opposites. And not again through nonsense. A person should understand Elamitol Simcha Shel Mitzvah. A person should either do halacha psuk, as we said, or Simcha Shel Mitzvah, or Osek Mitzvah Chitzibur. The Tosus points out over here that the same thing applies if you're Osek with Divrei Torah, Osek Mitzvah Chitzibur, they're the same things. So if you're coming to Shul early and you're setting up all the tables and benches, that's a great way to prepare for davening. The guys are coming early, open up the doors, turn on the lights. That's a great way to daven. A guy that delivers Tomkei Shabbos packages, and then he goes to daven Marv. That's a great way to daven. So these are all wonderful ways to prepare for your davening. Likewise, person shouldn't leave his friend in a similar way. You should leave your friend with a seriousness to it over here. Lo mitoch sicha, again, not from late sonus, Rashi says, lo mitoch schok, and not from just silly laughter. Lo mitoch kalus rosh, and not lightheadedness. Lo mitoch dvar metelim, not silly conversations, banal conversations. El mitoch, here we have the gears of dvar halacha. The Vilna Gaon says over here, the gears should be simcha shel mitzvah, or it should be dvar mitzvah. So in other words, there should be, again, some sort of an appropriate way over here that you should leave each other. Okay? Shekei motzin b'nevi'im. It says over here, others say it should be a straightforward halacha. They bring a riot from Yosef telling his brothers, Al tirguzu baderech, don't get involved in a complicated sugya. So again, it should be, tell him a nice vart before he leaves. Others suggest that badafka, you should tell him a nice vart without giving him the answer. So think about the answer, and this way he'll remember you, because he'll have to go to work. Oh, he goes home, he checks his farm. Oh, I remember the question that so-and-so asked me. And this will bring a bond of friendship between people. And we find the Shekhem Matzim bin Nevi'im Arishonim, Shesimu Divrein B'Dvar Shevach V'Tanchumim. He brings down, Tosus has over here, a number of scenarios. He brings down where they ended off, and this is the way we often do. We end off something, Masechta. We always try to end off a Masechta on a positive note. The Masechta will often end, even though just talking maybe about a very difficult subject, and it'll end off with a positive pasuk, a positive phrase. You always try to end off on a positive note. So you should leave your friend with a positive note in a positive Torah-dika way. Others delete the word v'chein over here. Tana, Mari Berei, Derav Huna, Berei, Derav Yirmiya, Baraba, Ayipater, Od, Michaveru, El, Mitoch, Dvar Halacha. Again, you should say a Dvar Halacha when you leave your friend. Shemitoch, Kach, Zochrei. This is what I mentioned before, that if you're leaving with a good vart, to remember you. Oh, I remember you, we left each other 4 years ago. You told me a great vart on the parsha. Every year I say it over on that parsha. So that's a nice way to build friendship between people. And this is like the other Rav Kahana. But this is not the standard Rav Kahana that we have. There was a Talmud Chavir of Rav. This is one of the later Amoraim, towards the end of the Amoraic period. And he lave le Rav Shimi Barashi mipumnara abeit sinisa, the Bava. He escorted his Rebbe all the way over here when his Rebbe left him. It's a mitzvah to do levoya, to go escort somebody. The minimum is dalet amos. A person leaves your house, you should at least escort him dalet amos if you can. Ideally, you should escort him much more. Your Rebbe, you have to escort almost all the way to where he's going. So, Kimat the last time he reached this place called Senisa the Babel, he traveled a long way with his Rebbe. So, Amalei, he said, Mar, Vadai de Amrei, Isht Inish, Inshe, this is what people say, Hani Senisa the Babel, these over here, these date trees over here, Babel, Isnu me Adam Arishon Viad Hashta. They're around, these are very ancient trees, these are sequoias, they're around for a long time, all the way time from Adam Arishon. Does that bother anybody? All the way time from Adam Arishon? There was a marble. Everything was destroyed in the marble. How did that happen? So two answers are given. One is that it doesn't mean this literally. It meant that this was around from the time other Rishon said something about this area, as we'll say. Or others say that they actually uprooted, Noach uprooted certain trees and brought them into the Teva. And then they replanted them afterwards. So that's what it means. These were around really from the time of other Rishon. In any event, he says, Sanis and the Bava have been around for a very long time. Amalei, now that you said this, At Karasa Milsa the Rabbi Yossi Ruchanina. Reminds me of a good var from Rabbi Yossi Ruchanina. What did he say there, Rabbi Yossi Ruchanina? My what does the pasuk mean? It says, Ba'aris Asher lo avar ba'ish v'lo yoshav adam sham. It says, a person never passed there, and a person never sat there. So it's the same thing. It's a double lashon. V'chmi'achad lo avar hech yoshav. If nobody ever passed there, how did anybody ever settle there? So it's duplicitous. So we're going to say, duplicative. So we're going to say, El lomalach, kol eret shegazer le adam rishon lishav nisyashva. Any place that I'm reaching, he traveled the whole world. He said, yeah, this place will be a metropolis. This place will be a settled area. And this place won't. So that's what it meant over here. Some places it goes there, and some places it not goes there. That's the lashon over here. When it says, that other Rishon said, there will be no Yoshev Adam over there. Fine. Rav Mordechai, when he left his Rebbe, Ilavi le Rav Shimi Barashi Meagrunya, the Ad Beit Kippi, went all the way to Beit Kippi. Ramalei Ad Beit Duri went all the way over there. Again, this is the teacher's important din, that a person has to be Malava his Rebbe a much longer distance. You have to be Malava a regular person, again, if you physically can. People drive the Rebbe home after they come to the house. That's the ideal mitzvah of being Malava the Rebbe. Tan Rabbanan brings down a Tosef, when a person is davening, he has to always be mechavin his libo towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shemayim. Again, obvious thing over here, but you have to really concentrate to make sure you do this right. The Rabbeinu Yonah says over here, it means that you have to understand what you're going to say over here. You have to really prepare yourself and daven properly so you know the Perish Amil. Abba Shalom Omer, similar dover, the right for this is you know, prepare your heart and listen to what you're going to say. In other words, understand the davening. Tanya Ryu, the Kachi Minish Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva would daven. This was his way he would daven. When he would daven with the Tzibor, so then everybody would wait for Rabbi Kiva to finish the Shemoneh Esrei. So he didn't daven a long Shemoneh Esrei. He would quickly finish and go up. Right? So then, Mipnei Tzorach Tzibor, because he didn't want to be Matriyat Tzibor, they have to wait for him. However, Kishoyom Espala Beino Levein HaAtzmo, when he was davening by himself, for whatever the reason, he didn't have a minion, so then he took his time. They would leave him in one corner, and Mutzal B'Zavah Secheris, and they would find him in another corner a few hours later. So how did that work? Because of all the bowings and bendings that he did. Now, it's not so totally down, he just bent a little bit, but bent his knees. They would bow down all the way on the floor. So he'd get up, bow down. He'd start off in this corner, went to that corner. So the obvious questions are you allowed to do this in the Shemoneh Esrei? Did it talk about Shemoneh Esrei? So the answer is, yeah, you're allowed to bow down in certain parts of the Shemoneh Esrei. Mistama, after he did Sim Shalom, he said Yula Ratzon, then he can say all the trinos that you want. So he bowed down in all of those trinos, and therefore he moved all over the place because he really was done with his main Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore he could do all the bowings that he wanted. This also fits in very well with the din that you're not allowed to bow down in the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, except by the first bracha, Magin Avram, at the beginning and end, and at Mod, the beginning and end. Otherwise, he's not allowed to bow down during the Shemoneh Esrei, during the brachos. So how could Rabbi Akiva do this? They say he did it afterwards, or he only bowed down at those times, or he only bowed down in the middle of a bracha. You're allowed to bow down in the middle of a bracha, just not allowed to bow down at the beginning and the end of the bracha. So these are all different ways to explain how Rabbi Akiva could do all these bowings down and move from one place to the other. And also an important idea, you're not matriarch the tzibor. Again, the idea that you wait for the Rebbe is really not as covered to the Rebbe. It's because you're assuming that the Rebbe, the person who's the, you know, the Rav of the Shul, he's probably davening Mila b'Mila, which is the right pace to daven. It's not so much that you're davening, you're waiting for him, I'll cover for him, because he's davening at the right pace. So I always tell people, when you're sure, you know the pace they're going to daven. So why are you finishing 10 minutes ahead of the person? You're going to sit there anyway and wait. So you know the pace of the davening. So daven as slow as the rabbi, because you're going to sit there anyway. Again, if the rabbi davens excessively, you should tell the people, go ahead. You know, you shouldn't make him wait for him. But if the rabbi's davening in a pace that's an appropriate pace, mila b'mila, so then everybody should daven mila b'mila. Almost everybody should finish roughly the same time. You're davening the same minion every day. You know how long the rabbi takes for Shema? You know how long the rabbi takes for Shemoneh Esrei? You should daven around that pace, because that's mila b'mila. Again, if it's excessive, the rabbi shouldn't do that. The rabbi should say, go ahead. Don't wait for me. Person should always daven in a place that has windows. Some of Medaik over here that this din is only for an individual in his house, because it says Adam. It doesn't say the Tzibur. But the din is, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that shuls have windows. And Bedavka, they have 12 windows. And some shuls, Bedavka, have 3 windows in every direction. So again, there are different customs. If you look in our shul, we have 12 windows in the front over there. The idea that you have 12 windows is an important idea. But you should daven in a shul with windows so you can see out and realize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, you're not supposed to stare out the window when you daven, but there should be an idea that you're recognizing the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we learn this out from Daniel. Shinema, but Daniel, right before Daniel's thrown into the Govar Arayas, into the den of lions, so everybody's jealous of Daniel. He's considered the Secretary of State. He's considered a very important person. Everybody's always shooting the guy above them in the back. So everybody was upset with Daniel getting all the opportunity to give advice to Nebuchadnezzar. So everybody's gunning for him. And they said, oh, you should make a rule that you can only daven to you, Nebuchadnezzar, and not to anybody else. So, you know, they did that rule. They knew that Daniel would daven to Hashem anyway. And they'll get him, and they throw him into the den of lions. And of course, we know he's safe. And of course, all the people that suggested he get thrown in there, because they said it must be that the lions aren't hungry. So the king said, okay, let's see how hungry they are. And they gobbled them up, all the other people, even before they hit the ground. So it was a real nace that Daniel was saved. What was he saved? What was he saved because of? Because he davened. The kavin pisichon le. And he davened by the window. That's how they saw him over there, because they saw him davening by the window. Yochis Balolim call Yom Kulo. You might have thought that a person should just daven all day long. It's a great thing to daven. Kvar Mefurish Al Yadei Daniel, and it says by Daniel he didn't daven all day long. Vizim in Tlos of a Gomer. He davened 3 times a day. We'll see. Shachas Minchin Mar. Yochum Mishabol Gola Hu Chala Kvar. And then Mishabol Gola Hu Chala. Maybe it's only when he came to Golas. Right, Daniel was taken with others to become like the royal representatives of the Jewish people. So they took him away when they were young kids, and they brought him over there to teach him statesmanship and how to be a proper royalty to be, representatives of the Jewish people. So maybe before he came to Israel, he did this. He didn't do this. So maybe Mishabal Legoluchla, he only started doing this in Golus. No, Kfar Nemar, Dihava Ave Min Kadomas Dinah. He did this already. He davened by the windows 3 times a day, even before he went to the Golus. Shmuel says Yochol Yispalo Adam Chol Ruchshi. So maybe you can daven any orientation you want. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says Lekabel is the wrong word. It should be Neged Yerushalayim. The end of that pasuk, Lekaven Pesichulei, is it says you should daven towards Yerushalayim. Maybe a guy can say, listen, now you don't have time to daven Mincha Marv. Let's just do Shachris Mincha Marv all in the morning. Right? I'm up anyway early, so I got time. I'll daven Shachris Mincha Marv all together. So David already said, you have daven 3 times a day. The 3 different times. You might have thought you're supposed to go and say you're davening out loud. Again, davening here means Shmona Esrei. We learn out all the laws of davening from Chana. It's interesting, she wasn't Mechuyevus to daven in a minyan, and yet we learn out all the laws of davening. It's interesting, I always mention, we learn out all the laws of Eidus for Eid Echo Nemun Bisurim from a woman as well, even though women aren't allowed to be Eidim in certain situations, by Din Torah, for example. But we learn out all the dinim of Eidus, Eid Echo Nemun Bisurim from a woman, and we learn out the dinim of davening from a woman as well. Interesting paradox. Anyway, it says by Chana, Shnei Mavakol Lo Yishma. Now we're going to go darshan a bunch of things that Chana did, and she one-upped Eli. Eli HaKol, and Eli was a Gadol HaDar, and yet she got the best of Eli. Chana was a very, very great woman. Vakol Lo Yishma. So it says that her voice wasn't heard when she davened. So Yomar says, Yochol Yishal Odom Shrochav Yachach Yispalo. You might have thought the first person she asked, and then praise Hashem. No. Shlomo taught Shnei Lushma Lo Rina V'Yalatvila. First, you sing the praises of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and then you go and ask for your needs. Rina zu tefila. The rina is the tefila. Tefila zu bakasha. And when it says tefila in the pasuk, that's your bakashas. So we always start off. The first 3 brachas of Shmoneh Esrei are shevach. Then you have your requests from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your techinos, your bakashas, and then you end off with hodor. So that's the pattern of every Shmoneh Esrei. Starts with shevach, you have your requests, and then it ends with hodor. That's the pattern of every Shmoneh Esrei that we ever say. Mara says, "Eino medvar bakasha." You don't say anything. Others don't have the gears of bakasha. Acha emes v'yatziv. You can't have anything after emes v'yatziv. You have to go somich gula l'tvila. However, avol achar tvila. But after you finish your Shmoneh Esrei, you say yilurat zonim reifei. So then you can say whatever you want. Afilu can say the vidur shayom akipur. You can say a langa arichos of bakashas and requests once you finish your Shmoneh Esrei. That's not a problem. Before you take the 3 steps back, you can add on whatever you want. So, Vidushal Kimber, Omer, if you want to. In Manami, saying the base manager, Omer, Chiba, Rashi, Omer, Rab, Afa, Pisham, Rushal, Lod, Mishrach, Bisham, Tvila, even though it says you're allowed to ask anything you want in Shomea Tvila, in Baal, Lomar, Acha Tvila, so if you want to say more after the davening, Afilu can say the Shomer Kippur, Omer, you're allowed to say as much as you want. And this is the basic order I heard from my Rebbeim, the proper way to do this, so this way a person doesn't miss Kedusha every day. Let's say Rafa'enu is a classic one, everybody's always davening. So the person's sick right now, and they really need it, so you can insert it in Rafa'enu. That's why you have a little yiratzon in Rifa'enu. So people insert, I need parnasos, they say Borech Aleinu. I need to do tshuva, they say in the bracha of tshuva. So that's if you have a very specific need. If you have a more general need, so then you can say it in Shomea Tefila. And if you have your lots of needs, it's probably better to say the Yul Ratzon before you say the take the 3 steps back, because then you can already answer for Kedusha. If you're going to do 20 minutes, then you're going to miss Kedusha every day. So this way, this is the pecking order, if you wish, for where you can insert. All 3 are appropriate places to insert, but this is a good suggestion as to how to insert them. A shorter, very specific bakasha in the actual bakasha for each tefillah. In Shomer Tefillah, it can be more general, and you can be kol of more things, and then at the end, you can say all the long things that you want to say. Okay. Look what great things we can learn now from the Tefillah of Chana. We learn all the way that we're supposed to daven Shemoneh Esrei from Chana. It says, V'chana hi medaberes alibo. She davened alibo. What does that mean? Mikael is mispalled, so she chavin libo. You see from Chana that she knew what she was davening, that she was mechavin, she concentrated, and she prepared a davening very well. Then it says, Raksa Fosel Novos, her lips were only moving. We learn from here, Mikael is mispalled, she yachtok mispasov. that you have to say the words. I have mentioned many, many times, you can't scan the davening. You can't just look in the sitter with great kavana. That's not called davening. In fact, you'd have to repeat the davening in that situation. You must pronounce each word. You have to say each word in the davening. But, v'kolo lo yishma, nobody else heard her voice. Mikan also like be a kol b'tilas. As we pointed out previously, you're miktani amun. If you yell Yishmon Esrei out loud, it's like God can't hear you. Rachmana litzlan. So therefore, we say the Yishmon Esrei loud enough that you can hear it, but you shouldn't say it loud enough that anybody else should hear it. But you have to pronounce each word. Even if you can't hear it, that's okay, as long as you know you pronounced each word. But Yachshavah Eli Shikora. Eli thought that she was the drunk. Mikan Shishikra also l'sbah. We learn from here that a person who's really, really badly drunk, his davening is called a to'eva, and he has to repeat his davening even if he's drunk when he's davening like that. So I always point out on Purim, I don't understand how people get drunk l'shem shamayim. So they're missing out benching. You're not allowed to bench like that. You're supposed to have a suddus Purim, and you're supposed to bench within a certain amount of time. How could somebody get drunk? It goes against the halacha. It goes against the basic dinim, and it's stated in Mishnah Berurah that you shouldn't do that. So I'm not making this up. So therefore, it's a very terrible thing when people are drunk and they daven. And they daven mincha, they daven marv, and it's terrible, terrible, terrible thing. It's a real chilul Hashem. In any event, it says, you're not allowed to daven when you're drunk. Shashikar also is foul. Vayomer Eliel, Eli, and Eli tells to her, Ad Masai Tishtakrin Vigomer. How long are you going to go do this and daven while you're drunk? Now, why didn't he know that she wasn't drunk? Eli was a huge Talmud Chacham, and he was a Kohen Gadol, and he had the Urim V'Tumim. So Eli said, this is very strange. This lady looks like she's an Elich lady. So what's she doing davening so long over here? So he took out the Urim V'Tumim, and he asked the Urim V'Tumim. He's the Kohen Gadol. He's allowed to. He asked the Urim V'Tumim. Says, what is going on with this lady? And the letters came out. This is the Vilna Gaon's Pshat. The letters came out. Shin Chof Reish Hey. And he misunderstood that as Shikora. But it really was like Kisara, that she needed children like Sarah, and she's on the same level as Sarah. But he misinterpreted that. And Chana knew this, and she's going to give it to him in a second in the Gemara. But that's the Vilna Gaon's background to introduce the next piece of Gemara that's beautiful. So it tells us over here, he asked, how can you get it down when you're drunk? So Eli said, I have an obligation to give a Musa. She's a great lady. Right, he knew she was Elkanah's wife. He knew that she was married to a great Talmud Chacham, and she was a great lady in her own right, even greater than Elkanah. And therefore, he gave him Musa. How can you die when you're drunk? You shouldn't do this. Vatan Chana Vatomar. So Chana tells him, he says, lo, Adoni. The simple way to understand this is, no, my master. But everybody says, that's not the way to understand this over here. She's saying, lo, Adoni, you are not a master. You just basically went down, in my opinion. You just, if you think that I'm drunk, then who are you that you're starting to give me Musa? You're not such a great person. Amar Ula Vitema Rabbi Yosef Ruchanina. Amar Lei, she said to him, Lo Adon Ato Badovazeh. You obviously are not a great master in this situation. And you obviously had no Ruach HaKodesh over here. Shato Choshdani Badovazeh. You thought I was drunk. And in fact, I'm just davening, pouring my heart out to Hashem. You're the pioneers of the nation. You're the Gon Lador. You should be looking at me and saying, how can I help you? What are you davening for? Can I daven with you? And instead, you think I'm a drunk. That's version one. Version two is the same idea, a little bit even harsher. She says to him, Lo Adon Ato. Lav Iko Shchina Beruach HaKodesh Gabech. Didn't you look in the Urim V'Tumim and you didn't read it right? You thought it said Shikara? It said Kisara. What are you doing? She Danti Lekav Chova, Lo Danti Kav Zchus. And she adds worse. You're supposed to always be down a person Lekav Zchus. I'm a tzadekis. You know that. She didn't say that. But he said, you should Danti Lekav Zchus. What are you Danti Lekav Chova? Why are you assuming I'm drunk instead of assuming that maybe I'm davening with great kavana? You know that I don't have children. You know what I'm davening for. Why don't you daven for me instead of saying I'm a drunk? You know, of course, I wouldn't touch wine or liquor or any type of other sheikh or beer over here. You know, I wouldn't be drinking that. Here it comes a very important rule. You nikiyim Hashem. It's not enough sometimes a person say, listen, they're not talking about me. I know I didn't do it. I don't have to go and clear my reputation. They sullied my reputation. God knows I'm clean, so that's all that counts. No. You nikim Hashem Yisrael. Chana could have left it there. She said, yeah, let him think I'm a shikara. I know I'm not. No. Al titen asam mischo lefnei bas b'lial, that a person shouldn't go over here. No, I'm sorry, that's already the next piece. So it said, Mikhail next Shabbatom Hashem Bo Shatar Klo Dio. There you see from here, the Chana told him, no, I'm not a drunk. You have to clear your reputation, not only in the eyes of Hashem, of course, it should be clear, but even in the eyes of other people. Then the Buzz says, Al Tidin, it's a Moskal of Ne, Ufanai Bas Bilal. Don't think I'm a Bas Bilal of you. I'm a Reloz, Mikhail Lashikor, Shabbatom Kilo Ovid of Adazar. Don't think I'm a drunk. Because a drunk who davens is like the worshipping of Adazar. You can't daven, it's a To'eva, it's an abomination if a person davens when he's drunk. Again, you see it on Simchas Torah sometimes. You see this, on Purim. You see this at other times of the year that it somehow came into our Masari that it's okay to get drunk at those times. Rachmana Litzlan. It's a terrible, terrible avla. Ksiv Acha, I always point out that the Kolbo says it's the worst sin. He says it is the worst sin, getting drunk, because it leads to doing all three cardinal sins. So again, a person, there's nothing wrong. I also take a drink every now and then. And I always make kiddush on wine, bedavka. So it's a very good thing to drink wine and alcohol exactly as you're supposed to. As they say, drink responsibly. Drink responsibly means drink kehalocha. Yeah, dalikosis of Pesach night. A person has to have dalikosis of Pesach night. And if you know that it's going to make you tipsy, so then have the lighter alcohols. Don't have the heavier alcohols. And it's also spread out over 4 or 5 hours. So again, that's a mitzvah. If you're drinking for a mitzvah, then that's always appropriate. So Gemara says, it says over here, l'vnei bas b'liyal, because if hasam, yatsu anashim b'nei b'liyal mikir becha. So malahal avod azara, avkan avod azara. So the word b'liyal, b'liyal, means without any yoke of shemayim on you. And it says, v'yaneli v'yom melechilu shalom. So Eli then sees that she's a tzedekah. He says, go in peace. So he gave her a bracha over here. So he had to go and appease her. He had to say, I'm sorry, I did wrong. You have to give a bracha as well. And he davened for her, which is the right way that he should have done. Then it says, so she says over here, she calls Hashem Hashem Tzvakos. So I'm Nobody ever has used that. Psukim used the term Hashem Tzvakos, but it says no person ever used the term. That's why it says Lo Kara Adam. The Psukim call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Tzvakos, but no person called Hashem Tzvakos until Chana did. And she called him this for the following reason. She davened to Hashem. This was a tefillah. We call Tzvaki Tzvakos Shebarasa Biolamecha. You have all these creatures that you created in the world. One more you couldn't create. You created billions and billions and billions of creatures. One more. I'm begging for one son. Marshal Madavadomit. This is analogous to the following marshal. The Melech Bas of Adam, Shasa Suda Labada. A king makes a big banquet, a big Suda for his all of his servants. A poor person comes, Raman al Pesach, he stands by the doorway. Amalei sends to him, please, Tumli Prusachas, give me a small piece of bread over here. Below Shikhalov, they didn't want to give it to him. Dochak bin Nichnas Yisrael Melech, he pushes his way into the king, and he says, listen, Amma, Adoni Amelech, great king, we call Suda Shasisa Karsha bin Echle, Tumli Prusachas, you made so many wonderful meals over here. You can't give me a piece of bread? In other words, she went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she's very stark against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She said, you made all these creatures in the world, please give me a child to serve you. And she was ultimately answered, she was right. Imro Sireh, she says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imro Sireh, what does that mean? Amru Elazar, Amru Chanel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, she's very harsh, very strong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yibane Shalom, Imro Mutav, if you answer my tefillah, great. But if you don't, the Lav Tira, you'll see what will happen, so to say. What does that mean? Eilech v'yestater b'fnei elkona bali. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get my husband jealous. I'm going to go stay with another guy. Not chas v'shalom doing aveira, but I'll get him jealous. He'll do kinui and stir on me. He'll tell me I warn you not to be alone with that guy. I'll then be alone with that guy. And you know what will happen? I'll have to drink the meisota. Of course I didn't sin. The meisota won't affect me. And I'll get the bracha of the meisota that you have children. You want me to do that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Just give me a child and don't make me do those aveiras. I have to be miyachid with him. That's an aveira. I could do this, Hashem. I'm not doing it. Why would you want me to make me do an aveira instead of just giving me the child straight out? In other words, she came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a very harsh argument. They're going to make me drink the mesota, and therefore you have to follow through and give me a child, because after all it says you're not going to make your Torah into sheker. Rashi's plaster means sheker. Shneimer, the post says the nixa, if she's found to be free of guilt, then Israel Zara, she's going to have children. So don't make me do that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't make me sin in order to have a child. Just give me the child straight out. Now, this is great according to the opinion. It says that if you don't have children, you'll get children. Oh, if you don't have children, then you'll be rewarded with children. That's, if you hold, that's what the Meisota does. Great, that would be an argument. But there's another opinion that says no. All the Meisota does, if you gave birth painfully, your led be revach. Now you give birth easily. If you only had girls, you'll have boys. You have dark children, you have light children. Kitzarim, short children, you'll have zaruchim. You'll get, in other words, you'll have taller children, you'll have better children than what you would have otherwise had. Whatever that means.
So that's what the brach of the Mesot is. So therefore, it doesn't say you'll have children if you didn't have children. According to this man, the Omar, what was Sarah's Chana's time over here? The Tanya, this is a famous machlokas. Vinix of an Israel Zora. Rabbi Shmuel holds like the first opinion. Says you'll have children if you didn't have children beforehand. But Amar Rabbi Kiva, Imkain Yelchu Kol Akaros Kulam Vistatu Vizushal Kilkla, either Nifkedeth or Nifsedes. Nifsedes is a more correct Yisa. So it's not fair. All the women that are not so ayayay, they'll do this Aveir of Yichud. You have to be alone with the guy. Others explain, no, that she would have made it look like it was Yichud, but it really wouldn't have been Yichud. And they wouldn't know, and they would have made her drink the Mei Sota. And you caused the erase of Hashem's name. She said, I don't want Hashem's name to be erased. In any event, so this wouldn't be fair. So Rabbi Kiva says, no. Nobody who wouldn't have children will get children for being a sota. So it only is going to spur people who would have a little bit easier birth. Nobody's going to do an avera just to have a little bit of an easier birth. To have children, people would do that. So that's why Rabbi Akiva says, not Kosh Baruch Hu didn't set it up this way, because otherwise it would spur people to sin. If you only had one, you have two. So in other words, it will help you, but it won't give you children if you don't. So what do you do according to this man of the Omar? What does it mean? The pasuk when it says ro tireh, my im ro tireh. So where it says dibra torah kolosh b'liyoth. This is a type of lashon that we have throughout Shas. It's something for emphasis. It will double up. So ko yisakel, you certainly shall be stoned. So im ro tireh, it's a lashon of emphasis. It's a lashon of the way people speak to show that they really mean it. So therefore, she's asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to please give me what I asked for, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants her what she wants. One more, to the next two dots, and then we'll stop. Ba'ani amosecha, atishkach es amosecha, v'nasat amoscha. Three times it says the word amosecha. So it's a play on the word amosecha and the word miso, Rashi says. Amri Yosef Yechanina, gimel amosos halalu. These three times when she says amosecha, 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 is comparable to the three misos that a woman gets for not doing the mitzvah she does. Lama amra, chanet le HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chanet said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I didn't do any of the three sins that women are potentially capable of doing. Ribbono Shalom, shlosha bitke misa barasi. You created three ways that a woman could die. Again, it doesn't mean that that's the only way reason a woman dies, but three specific mitzvahs for women that you created that could cause a woman to die, Rachman al Sana, if she doesn't do them properly. Others say, instead of the Lashon Bidke, checks of Misa, family Shoshu Divke Misa, they attach to you if you don't do them right. They Elohein, what are they? Nida, Chala, Bichala, that look is in there. These are three mitzvahs specifically for women. And I didn't do any of them. So therefore, in the schus that I didn't do these, you should give me a child, and you shouldn't treat me harshly. I'll conclude with the famous words of the Shalom, a beautiful way to end the shir. He says, the name Chana is a nutricon for this. Chana is Chala, Nun is Nida, and the Hey is Hadlokas Ner. So she's, her name is Kach Shemo. I was medactic to do the mitzvah specifically for a woman. I was very medactic to do them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should give me back what I'm asking for to have a child. We'll continue in this discussion tomorrow, but we reach the end of the shiur. We'll stop over here today. Everybody have a wonderful day.